Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm Sin Miao from McDaddy House Church. It is my privilege today to share with you at EMP. Now, let's open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful morning when we come to seek your face. I pray for the Holy Spirit to be with us as I share. Anything that's not from you, Lord, please remove it. And Lord, bless everyone in here with your words. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we continue to read from the One Bible app. And this morning I'm reading from John chapter 6, verses 16 to 30. A little while and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while you will see me. So some of his disciples say to one another, what is that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me. And again, a little while you see me. And because I'm going to the Father. So they were saying, what does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he's talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, is this what you are asking yourselves? What I meant by saying, a little while and you will not see me, and again, a little while and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again and your heart will rejoice and no one will take your joy from you. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I've said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I'm leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, ah, now you're speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now that we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I'm not alone, for the Father is with me. I've said these things to you that in me you will have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And now I'm turning to the second reading, 1 John chapter 5, verses 16 to 21. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to sin, to those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone has been born of God, does not keep on sinning, but he who has born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Now let me go back to my first reading, and this is my sharing of today. Now, in the first half of chapter 16, Jesus has already given his followers advanced warnings, and his intent is to provide encouragement and persecution as a result of their faith in because persecution as a result of their faith is inevitable. And then now for the summary of my reading today, Jesus again promises the coming of the Holy Spirit, and he explains that after a time of deep sorrow, his followers will experience great joy and clarity. And this concludes with a beloved promise that Christ has overcome the world. So in John, later on here also completes Christ's combination of encouragement and warning as he prepares the disciples for his impending arrest that will come later on in the coming chapter. And so this passage really just summarizes the general message of that discourse, and that hardship and persecution will come, and believers should remain faithful. And knowing this is part of God's knowledge and his will. So rather than reacting in panic or doubt, followers of Christ should feel a sense of peace. And this confidence is inspired by knowledge that nothing they experience catches God's surprise. And these and the expression "take heart" implies courage, knowing that Christ's victory overshadows all those troubles. And I have overcome the world, and this is the final statement that is of confidence that leads to what will come in the next chapter, which is the holiest portion where Christ's high priestly prayer would come. And so as I was reading my part, I was reminded how confused I was when I was reading as a new believer. And I was very confused to find the disciples were confused, and that but when I found in verse 21 about a woman in labor, and it was such an enlightening analogy, because I remember how for the first time in my life, I fully understood the true meaning of suffering. And I felt very encouraged as this pain that we're suffering could come with joy, with the birth of new life. And that was for the first time when I learned that that peace would be possible in our tribulation. And every time when I feel encouraged, when I was discouraged, I was always reminded that Jesus is the one who has overcome the world for us. And I feel like Jesus is encouraging me in his own voice by saying, "Take heart, and I've overcome the world." So I hope you also feel encouraged by that, and you would, like me, would also like almost hear this audible voice of God, of Jesus saying to you, "Take heart," and that you'll feel encouraged, and you feel that you'll be boosted with courage right away. And so in the second reading today, from the first verse, verse 16, in anyone's, and it continues on to see, that basically means on any particular occasion. And his brother here means just any fellow Christian. And sinasin just means in the act of sinning. And it's the continuing in the sin because it is present. And I think John is telling us, as he say, he shall give. Here it means the asker shall be the means by his intercessory prayer of God giving life to the sinning brother. And this kindly reproof ought to accompany his intercessions. As believers, our intercession obtained its restoration. So, and the lines that says, I do not say that we shall pray for it. It's actually asking for, asking for a brother sinning not unto death. This is a very humble petition in consonance with God's will, because Jesus himself intercedes, not for the world which hardens itself in unbelief, but for those given to him out of the world. And in verse 17, John reminds us that we are protected. And the coming verse, it's saying that Christians cannot be demon possessed, and that will be set, and that to set the captives free. So we know that, and in verse 20, let me read verse 20 again. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. So this is a very good verse that is once again telling us it's not just by head knowledge that we got to know God. And I feel like Jesus has already invited us to be in a relationship with him. And because it's God who has given Jesus to us, and that as we take on the invitation to be in the relationship with God, we're just part of him, and he be giving us this eternal life. And in the last verse, it says, and in the last verse, it's just trying to tell us again that we should do our part and to keep our guard, to keep our guard up. So I hope you feel encouraged by what God has for us today. And so now I invite Sterling to lead us in worship.
questions. Oceans rise and thunders roar. I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still. Oceans rise and thunders roar. I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. Oceans rise and thunders roar. I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you are God.
Okay, now let's move to a prayer time. First, we're going to start with the prayer on the One app before we move into our community prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for those who serve us through the police force, hospitals, and fire services. Protect them from harm, Lord, and give them servants' hearts and ability to work through difficult situations and long working hours. We pray especially for Christians in our public services and for their faithful witness. In Jesus' name, amen. And now let's move into our SB community prayer. And first, let's pray for those in our community who need prayer healing for those who are struggling with cancer. Let's pray. And now let's pray for those who need God's healing touch and the gift of salvation. And now let's move into praying for all the SP members who are, that God would heal them with all the impairment that they are suffering. Now let's pray. And next, let's pray for those who had COVID and also our frontline medical workers. Now let's lift up those who are looking for jobs. And Father Lord, we pray for God to open door for them. And now let's move to mission focus. Let's pray. Let's lift up PSM Kim and Singapore and Peace Lamad for Indonesia, Spin and Spill Pierni. Now let's pray for education, SP Kids. Let's pray for Pulisa and Donald for SP Youth and also P. Andrew in SPU. Let's pray. Now let's lift up Ray and Healing Team. Let's lift up Matt in IP and Sarah in the Well and Rachel in River. Let's pray for them. And now let's lift up all our outreach team for the local outreach, Ikape, Homi, SP Light, Bridge, and Recreation. And also for the evening outreach, SP Lights and Homi Outreach going out. Pray for them. And now let's lift up praying for the pregnancy in SP. Let's lift up Hazel, Joanne, Cayman, Fiona, Leslie, Jayon, Winnie, and others. Let's pray for protection over these moms and also for the babies. Let's pray. And I would like to lift up the house churches who are normally meeting on Thursday. Let's lift up Cullinan West, East Bay, Robinson, Olympic, Robin Hood, and Ventura. Let's close our EMP today with prayer. Yeah, Father, we come and just want to praise your name, Father Lord. And we lift up today all our brothers and sisters in here that you come and give them the energy and strength for what they have to do today. Come and meet them, Father Lord. And yeah, and just be able to help them to see that you are always there with them, Father Lord. Pray that the Holy Spirit is always there with them. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. So thank you for praying with us at EMP. Have a great day.